Hello, people who are listening to my podcast. This is my first ever podcast. Well, okay, technically it's my second podcast. I recorded one before and I just didn't like it. So here we go again. Take two. So yeah, I am gonna make a bunch of like episodes on a lot of different topics. I am really passionate about like self-love, mental health, trauma, relationships, like just basically stuff like that. We might throw in a little sex and drugs topic here and there. So anyways, the reason I decided to make a podcast is because my friends would come to me like about relationship advice and stuff like that, or even like I kind of just advice in general, because they know I've been through it. I have had a lot of kind of shitty things happen in my life. I've just had a lot of different experiences, and yeah, and I want to help people. I want to share my experiences in hopes that my advice or like my experiences or whatever can help someone else. So yeah, basically I would help my friends all the time with their relationship advice. And actually, like a decent amount of my friends have broken up with their toxic boyfriends because of me. So that makes me feel freaking blessed. Yeah.
Okay, again, this is my first time making a podcast. I don't really know what I'm doing. So I just had like my AirPods in for the microphone and I listened to the sound back and it sounded really shitty. So hopefully that's better now. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about kind of like my life story in a way, while also not revealing too much because I tend to be a big overshare, and while I do want to help people, I also don't want like the whole entire world knowing like every single thing about me. But I am a pretty open person, so yeah, we'll go with that. I'm gonna start off where the problems started, like at birth. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm just gonna start talking about my high school experience. For those of you that don't know me, I'm 20. I go to university and I'm taking psychology and sociology. Might go into social work third year. I'm not really sure. I kind of just go with the flow. So anyways, my high school experience was not the greatest. Was actually pretty fucking shitty. I went to high school in a really small town. So as you can imagine, like if you're from a small town, you probably know what it feels like to go to high school in a small town, and it's not fun because everyone knows your business, and people are mean, especially like if, yeah. Yeah. So, basically, in my high school, the sort of like vibe was like, if one person didn't like you, then like nobody liked you. And it didn't really take much to kind of like ruin your reputation. And me, I never really gave a fuck. Like I was just like, whatever. Like people are gonna think whatever of me. I'm still gonna do the right thing. So there was this kind of like this, I don't wanna reveal like too much of these people's identities because like while they were shitty people, I don't wanna like. I don't know. So let's just say, okay, there was this group. There was this group of guys that was kind of like, they had the parties, they like knew everyone, and they were not very nice people. And basically, whenever, like, if I saw something that I didn't feel was right, I would voice it. Like, I would be like, that's fucked up. And I would call them out and, like, I swear to God, like I hope none of them are listening to this podcast. I'm just gonna pretend that they're not my audience. I'm not talking to them. Anyways, so like I remember one time one of them was just like I don't they were just mean to people, like for no fucking reason. One of them like grabbed one of their some guy's phone and like threw it across the hallway, and I was like, what the fuck? And yeah, so basically, I was not well liked. I was not a well liked person in high school, and I never really gave a fuck about that. Like, I was just like, honestly, like, fuck you guys. Like, I'm living my life, I'm having a good time. And I was having a good time up until, like, I want to say grade 11, 12. And I got into a relationship, and it ended up turning into an abusive relationship. So that was a big, that's kind of what I look back on now in my life. And it was like a big turning point in my life because that relationship taught me a lot of things. Not like from him, like it basically taught me like everything that I don't want and how to seek out. You know, I see red flags now in relationships and I don't stick around for them. I'm like, okay, one red flag and I'm out because there's no way that I would ever put myself through that again. I just want to say if you or someone you know is struggling with an abusive relationship, is in an abusive relationship, whatever, it gets better. I promise you, I promise. Once you get out of that relationship, your life will flourish. Like, I'll go into depth more about this, but I like hated myself. I hated myself and I hated my life when I was in that relationship. And it was just really, really bad. And it gets better. Like, trust me, it gets better. There were times where I did not see a light at the end of the tunnel, and I promise you, there is one. And you will grow and you will learn from this. And I'm begging you, honestly, like, please know, like, learn what red flags are. Learn when to walk away. Know your worth. And I know that's easier said than done to just, like, okay, I'll snap out of it. Like, I know my worth. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. You have to, let's just say, like, you have this makeup in your brain. By like the way that you were raised, and you have an attachment style that causes you to love people in certain ways. So some of you like may be more prone to abusive relationships. Some of you may be more prone to like push people away. I wouldn't say that I'm like that anymore because it's definitely taught me a lot. But I was kind of prone to getting myself into really shitty relationships because I just did not see the red flags. I didn't know what they were. I was very like, I guess I kind of grew up kind of being told and just convinced that I was always wrong about things. So when I got into a relationship where he was telling me I was always wrong, I believed that and I stuck around for a really long time, and it was a mistake. Like, obviously, I'm not gonna say that I wish it didn't happen. It fucking sucked and it was horrible, and it took a year and a half, almost 2 years out of my fucking life. But at the same time, I would not be the person that I am today without that experience, and I love myself so much now. Like, I love myself so much. So if this is like, if this sounds like you, if you think you're in an abusive relationship, if you think you're being abused, like you are, and don't let anybody deny that for you because you know the answer, so don't second guess yourself. That's one of my like favorite quotes is, don't second guess yourself, you already know the answer. So if you think you're being abused, odds are you probably are, or else, like, why would you think you're being abused? And just know that I believe you. If you are struggling with, you know, like, there's a lot of like fucking victim blaming and everything, and you know, people aren't believed when it comes to sexual assaults or intimate partner violence. And I just want to say, I believe you. So you've got like you someone's got your back and you will come out of it okay, but the first step is recognizing those red flags, and you know, building up the strength to walk away. And it's not easy. Like, if you're friends with someone in an abusive relationship, as frustrating as it may be that, like, say they, like, break up with their partner and get back together and there's just all the time, if you're friends with someone like that and you just fucking hate their partner because you can see all the abuse but your friend doesn't, please, please don't stop being their friend. I know that it's frustrating because I've also been in the situation where, like, I was the friend watching an abusive relationship, but I've also been the person who's in the abusive relationship, and you don't see it. Like, I was so blind to everything, and most abusers are very, like, very good at manipulating. And I shouldn't say, like, good at manipulating, because it's not a good thing to be a manipulator, but they do it in a way that you just don't understand that they're abusing you, or you just want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So if that's you, or if that's someone you know, I want to talk about, like, strategies and just how to recognize the red flags and how to love yourself, because it's so much easier said than done. Like I said, we have this makeup from when we are children, and it's very hard to kind of just, like, snap out of that. Like, you have to do a lot of work on yourself. I've been going to counseling since I was 14 years old, and I don't know where I would be, like, without counseling. So if you feel like, honestly, like, even if you feel like, oh, like, my problems aren't that bad, like, I shouldn't go to counseling, go to fucking counseling. Like, go to counseling. I hope that everyone can, you know, access it. I know that sometimes, like, if you don't have benefits and, like, it's not always accessible, but if it is for you, please go to counseling. If you feel like you need it, you probably do. And that's not a bad thing at all. Like, I used to struggle so much with, like, opening up about the fact that I would go to counseling and opening up about my mental health. And now I'm so open about it that it's just so normal for me to talk about it. And I'm glad that, like, we as a society are kind of progressing in a way that mental health talk is a lot more normalized. Like, I mean, it's 2020, and, like, think back to where we were in, like, let's say, like, 2014, because that was me, like, before I went to counseling. That was, like, a very different time than it is now. And, like, we have progressed a lot, so we have a long way to go, but, like, go us. I'm proud of us. So, without going into too much detail, because while this person did abuse me and treat me absolutely terribly, and I have, like, nothing, like, no respect at all for this person, at the same time, I'm not going to, like, reveal his identity, because that's just, like, a shitty thing to do. I, you know, not all the time. Like, I feel like if, you know, in certain cases, it's fine. Like, fucking, what's his name? Brock Turner. That will, like, reveal his identity. Like, but for me, it's just hard because, I, like, grew up in a small town. I don't, like, live in a small town anymore. I go to university, like, way far away. I was like, I'm getting as far away as I possibly can. But at the same time, I just don't want to think that, like, people will find out who it is, or, like, just, yeah. I mean, there are people who know me will probably assume, but anyways. So one of the red flags that I ignored was that he always, just, like, denied my reality. So if I was ever upset about something or had, like, you know, a concern or a need that I would bring up to him, he would just, like, totally flip it, and I would just be so confused. And so if that's you, that's a big red flag. So if you're trying to talk to your partner and you're just, like, you need to calmly communicate your needs, for one. Like, please don't, like, go off on your partners. Nobody's perfect. Like, it happens. But you're not going to get anywhere unless you actually calmly express your needs, and most reasonable people will reciprocate that. So, for example, if you are, let me think of like a problem to be upset about. I don't know. I can't think of one offhand, but say, you want to bring up something like, hey, like, I feel like, you have been distant lately or something like that. And I just want to know, like, if there's anything going on, like, instead of being like, why aren't you talking to me? Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, it's just not productive. So most reasonable people will respond to that in a respectful way. And if someone is denying your reality and saying like, oh no, like, what are you talking about? Like, I spend plenty of time with you, or, you know, like, my situation was worse than that. And I'll go into more detail. But again, this is just kind of like the top coat. So yeah. If someone's denying your reality, that's a huge red flag. A lot of abusers do that. And I got to a point where I remember, I have this journal, I still have it. And I remember writing down in it that I was always confused because I didn't know when I was in the right or when he was in the wrong. Like, I would go into it like feeling like I was just like confident in what I had to say, or just like was being respectful about it. And then it would just like turn into this huge fight, like way blown out of proportion. And it was like he was an abuser. He was denying my reality. So yeah, that is a big red flag. So I just want to put a little like kind of like disclosure that I am going to be talking about sexual assault and consent and stuff like that in, I don't know how much I'm going to go into it in this episode, but I do want that to be a big topic because it's extremely important. So the next red flag that I want to talk about is if they don't respect your boundaries. So if you ever feel like pressured into sex, you feel like you're obligated to have sex with somebody, or that they're going to be mad at you if you don't, that is not consensual. Like, even if, you know, it's not consent when someone is, you know, pressuring you, like getting mad at you for not wanting to have sex with them, and then you just finally giving in and saying yes. That is not consensual. And I think more people need to know that. That is sexual assault. That's not consent. And it is not okay. So please, if your partner ever tries to pressure you into sex, anything like that, get out. Like, get out of there. That is not okay. You know, I experienced that, and after I got out of that relationship, I was very hesitant with other partners, and very like, I didn't feel like I was safe to say no. And that is totally not true. Like, if midway through sex, if you're like, hey, I don't want to do this, your partner needs to fucking respect that. And if they don't, that is sexual assault. And so I had other, partners that really helped me through this, actually, and were just like so understanding, and it was just so great to have. Like, I'm so thankful that I met people that were understanding, and like, I don't want to be like, oh, like, they're amazing because they were understanding of consent. Like, that's kind of like a basic, that's like your a basic standard. Like, you don't want to, anyways. So yeah, after I got out of that relationship, I was able to recognize red flags better. So I remember talking about, you know, sexual assault to this one guy that I was seeing, and he said to me, oh, well, it's hard for a guy to just stop when they're, like, ready to go. And I was like, excuse me? Like, what the fuck are you on, like, right now? Like, how dare you say that? And he was like, well, like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, just, he was like defending himself, and it was really shitty. And so I walked the fuck out, blocked on literally every level, and I was like, never again, never, ever, ever again. And I was like talking to this guy for like a long time. And after he said that, I was just like, no, fuck you. Like, I am out. I'm not going down this road again. And like I said, like, all of that is easier said than done. I really had to learn to love myself in order to be able to know when to walk away. So if you don't know how to love yourself, or you feel like you don't love yourself, don't worry, there's still time. There's always time to learn how to love yourself. And I am here to help you with that. I want to help everyone learn how to love themselves. So I'm gonna go through a quick little tutorial how to love yourself. Because if you're like, I just don't know how to do that, you came to the right place. I'm gonna teach you, girl, boy, person, whoever is listening to this. You are gonna love yourself, and I am gonna help you. So step one is to really process and realize that you are you. Okay, so you're living your own life. You will never live someone else's life. So you're never gonna live that person on Instagram's life that you're jealous of, or your partner's life, or your sibling's life. Like, you're living your own life. And this life is, you've got one. It's the only life you've got for this lifetime. So you've got to work with what you've got. And once I realized that, once I was like, oh, I'm the only me, and I'm the only person I've got. So I've got to love myself. And, you know, I think a lot of us are raised, I was raised in a Catholic school. That was hell. I'll go into that later. Yeah, I'm going to make a whole episode on how fucked up the Catholic school system is. If you're Catholic and you're listening to this, I'm sorry, no shade. You're probably a good person. Catholicism sucks. I'm sorry, but I'm also really not sorry. It's toxic. So anyways, a lot of us are taught to, like, that you need a partner, that you have this, like, timeline, and you have to, like, get married and have kids and wait until marriage to have sex. And it installs this idea in our brains that we are not complete until we find our quote-unquote other half, which is not true. You do not have another half. You are whole on your own. Soulmates, that's bullshit. Obviously, like, I believe in love. I am, like, a very romantic person. I love being in love. But at the same time, I don't think there's one person out there that's made for us. Like, that's just not how it works. Like, you're gonna love so many different people. There's 7 billion people on this earth. Like, you're gonna love so many different people. I think that's another reason why people stay in toxic and abusive relationships, because they think, like, oh, but there's just so many signs that, like, this is my soulmate, and what if I never find someone else? No, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. You'll find someone else. And the thing is you don't even need someone else. You've got to love yourself first before you love someone else. And that's not to say that you can't be in love with someone, or you can't love someone if you don't love yourself. It's just that a relationship's not going to work with that person if you don't love yourself. So once you start realizing that the only consistent person in your life, the only person who's going to be with you for 100% of your lifetime is yourself. It's not going to be a partner. It's not going to be a friend. It's not going to be a family member. And while those people can all be great support systems, it's not realistic to expect that someone else can be there for you 24/7, because your partner, your friend, your parents, your whoever, they have their own life. Like, everyone that you meet has this whole timeline of their life. They've grown up, they've They've been a baby, they've been a child, they've been a teenager. If you're that far yet, hopefully you're not a child and watching this. That would be inappropriate. Please, if you're a child, please click out. So everyone else is living their own lives. You cannot just expect someone to drop everything for you and just be there for you 24/7. And while it's good to have friends that you can count on, like, you should be able to count on your friends should be able to be there for you. It's not reasonable to expect them to be there 24/7. Just like with partners, it's not reasonable to expect a partner to meet all your needs and to kind of like picture your life as like, oh, once I'm married, it'll be so great and I'll be happy. And that's not going to solve your problems. You got to figure yourself out. You got to find yourself. And you need to love yourself if that's going to happen. Like, for me personally, I don't think I want to get married. I think marriage is a government scam that tells you how to pay your taxes and submit to the patriarchy. But that's another episode. I think I would, you know, want to be with someone potentially. But at the same time, I am not a marriage person so far. I mean, I'm only 20. I don't have it all figured out. I don't know what I want. That's why I'm living life and having these experiences and allowing people to come and go in my life, because I don't know what I want. And every single person that comes into your life teaches you what you want and what you deserve. Please don't settle for your shitty high school boyfriend or girlfriend if they are shitty. Just don't. It gets better. There are other people. I respect if you believe in a soulmate, believe in one. I absolutely do not. And but if you believe in soulmates, the odds that your soulmate lives within a 5-kilometer radius of where you live, pretty slim. Like, slim, pretty. It's just, no. No. Please break up with your high school boyfriend or girlfriend. Sorry, I'm so used to saying boyfriend because I have had boyfriends. But I want to be inclusive of everyone, whether you're a girl, guy, person, they, them, whoever, non-binary person, anyone. I want to include everyone. So to continue on with step one, stop planning out your life with someone else. You have got to do things that make you happy. You've got to make decisions that make you happy. I had this big, long conversation with one of my friends not too long ago. She was thinking about breaking up with her boyfriend, and she was just moving on with her life. She was moving. It wasn't going to work with them. She was like, I still really love him, but, you know, and like, he wants to get married, but I don't really want to get married. And I want to do this and this and this before I settle down, but I love him. And I'm like, girl, like, you love him, but you'll love someone else, and he'll love someone else, and you guys will, you know, find people that fit in your life at the right time. Because do not sacrifice your future, your happiness, your experiences for someone else. Because again, you are living your life. You're not living your partner's life. You never will. You will never be in their body looking through their perspective. So you've gotta do what's best for you. And I learned not to take things personally through that logic, because how can I expect someone, how can I be mad at someone for doing what makes them happy, even if it makes me upset? Like, the world doesn't revolve around me. The world doesn't revolve around you. Like, my own world revolves around me because I'm in my body living my life, but it doesn't revolve around everybody else. Like, I'm not the center of the earth. And you're not the center of the earth. Nobody's the center of the earth. You're the center of your own world. So please look out for you. Do what makes you happy. That's the secret. Just kidding. There's no secret. Nobody has it all figured out. The art of having it all figured out is knowing that you will never have it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out. Like, nobody does. We're just here, and we came on this earth to live and grow through different experiences, and that's all you got to do. So step two of learning how to love yourself, find things that make you happy on your own. So without depending on other people, find like hobbies and things that interest you. For me, that's, I really like music. I love music. If you know me, I literally just like burst out into song all the time because I love music. I am a very musical person. I also really like traveling. And I really like to make things. Like, I've been making like bracelets and tie-dye t-shirts lately. I like to go for walks, like just like simple stuff really. I also really like spending time with other people. Like, I'm a very, very much a people person, but I've needed to learn in my life that I cannot depend on other people for happiness, because it's kind of like when you do that, that the universe will like shut that out and be like, figure out, like, for me, I had to figure it out the hard way. Like, I was like, you know, wanting to put my happiness in like finding like the perfect friend group after I got out of high school and went to university. And the universe fucking punched me in the face and was like, fuck no, love yourself first. And so I was alone for a while. And like, I didn't have the typical university experience, but I'm glad that I didn't, because I wouldn't be who I am if I did not spend a lot of time on my own, a lot of time growing and processing, like, okay, what do I need to work on? And for the people. Okay, sorry, my birth control alarm just went off. So that cut out. I am not gonna fix it. Like I said, like, this is the first podcast. We're just gonna go, we're just real and raw. Mistakes happen, it's okay. Anyways, so I needed time to figure out like what I valued in friendships, what I needed in friendships and relationships in general. But yeah, at the same time, I needed to figure out things that I could do on my own that didn't involve, like, if your friends make you happy and hanging out with people makes you happy, great, that's awesome, I'm glad. And that's a really, really good support system to have. But again, you have to be able to work things out on your own and like do things on your own that make you happy. Because it's just like I said, like, you can never depend on people 100%. And I know this may sound like really lonely, but it's not. Like, once you learn to love yourself, like, you're never lonely because you have yourself and you're freaking awesome. And once you realize that, you'll just become more awesome. So don't give up hope. It gets better. All right. So step three, learning how to love yourself. Step three, buy a journal. I bought a journal and it gave me so much clarity. I started writing in it maybe, I can't remember if it was before or after I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, but I'm pretty sure it was like a week probably before I broke up with him. And it just gave me so much clarity. And that was really what I needed in an abusive relationship, because like I said before, I never really knew who was in the right and who was in the wrong. And I was always confused because he was always like, I always felt a certain way, but then when I would bring up those feelings to him, he would totally invalidate me and just like convince me that I was wrong. So it really helped to just write it down on paper and just like see it for what it was. And yeah, I'm pretty sure like that was before I broke up with him. So it might have been after, and I might have just like kind of realized after like how shitty he was. But either way, it helped a lot. I do now, like, I still write in my journal. Like, I've been writing in it like every night now, and I do a lot of affirmations, which is really important because your subconscious brain is likely trained to doubt yourself because of like the way you grew up, the environments you grew up in, like, Like, even when you're little, like, I mean, kids can be mean. Like, when I was younger, I had a unibrow, and people always made fun of me for it, and it made me really insecure. And then I, like, shaved off my eyebrows. Not, like, entirely, like, it was fine. Actually, funny story, we're gonna go on a little tangent here. When I was younger, I wanted to shave, like, because people were, like, always making fun of me because I had, like, one eyebrow. I was, like, keep in mind, like, I was, like, 7, and, I went downstairs, and I, like, saw this, like, razor in, the underneath the sink, and, like, my mom had this dull razor that she would, like, just, like, touch up my eyebrows with because I was insecure, and so I, like, you could touch it, and it was fine, but this one was, like, a fresh boy, so anyways, I, like, shaved, I think it was, like, I shaved my legs or something, and then there was, like, hair stuck in it, and I was, like, oh, shit, like, don't want, like, my mom to find out that I, like, use this without her permission. And so what I did was I put my thumb on it and I tried to, like, wipe out the hair, like, with my thumb, and I sliced my entire thumb open. Like, you're probably cringing just thinking about this. I'm looking at the scar on my thumb right now. I was a dumb shit. Anyways, so yeah, your environment when you're younger really shapes you. So likely your subconscious brain will tell you things like, if you did not grow up in a secure environment, likely your subconscious brain is going to tell you, like, you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not smart. And if your like, your subconscious brain is so much more powerful than your conscious brain, so that, like, will have a huge impact on your life. So affirmations are really important because it teaches you to, it basically teaches your subconscious brain to believe healthy things and good things and positive things and true things about you instead of all these negative things like, I'm not good enough. You are good enough. You absolutely are good enough. Repeat after me, I am good enough. I am worthy of love. You are. So that's been helping me a lot lately. Another thing that has really helped me is having, like, a sense of spirituality. I really strayed away from religion because I grew up in a Catholic school and it was very, very toxic. So it just kind of, like, turned me off from spirituality in general. And then I realized, like, I didn't have to believe this, like, toxic mindset anymore. And I started just, like, believing in really, like, the power of the universe and that no matter what you believe in, there is a higher power, and that higher power is love. And, you know, you're on a path. Someone's looking out for us, someone's looking out for you. And I don't think, like, the future is set in stone because obviously, like, we all have free will. We make decisions, but things work out is what I'm trying to say. So that helped me a lot in believing really in the universe and, like, trust the timing. Trust that if a door closes in your life, like, it's closing for a reason. And yeah, like, really just, like, once you start listening to the universe or, like, looking out for signs, like, it'll communicate with you. I'm telling you. Like, if you're not spiritual, you're probably listening to this and being like, what the fuck is this bitch on? I swear to God, I'm sober. I'm not on drugs currently. Why am I even clarifying that? I'm allowed to believe in the universe. Anyways, so even if you don't believe in, like, the universe, like, say you want to be, like, a Buddhist, or, like, even if you want to be, like, if you're Catholic, like, honestly, like, no shade here, like, no shade. But I personally think that, like, the Catholic religion is very toxic and it's just not a healthy, like, belief system. So forgive me if you're Catholic. That's, like, the main message of Catholicism. So please forgive me. But I also know that I do respect, like, other people's beliefs, and I don't think, like, there's any really right or wrong. Like I said, like, whatever, it's like Macklemore said, whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. So whatever your belief systems are, I think it's good to have, like, a sense of, okay, someone's looking out for me. Okay, this is happening for a reason. And it's just, like, kind of something to fall back on and something to, you know that, like, you are protected. And one of my friends is into, like, she's an, I don't know how you say it, but she does, like, astrology readings. Her name is Shannon Hugman. I think her Instagram is like shannonhugman.com or something. Go look her up. Love her. Shout out to Shannon. I said I wasn't gonna reveal anybody's identities, but I know Shannon's gonna love this. So, yeah, go book a reading with Shannon. That helped me a lot too. Actually, I got a reading with Shannon in January when I was like really struggling in my life, and I remember her telling me, she was like, "Okay, like you're like basically the energies that's happening right now is like you needed to be alone because you needed to like figure yourself out." And she's like, "And you like looking at your chart, your birth chart, you are really gonna start healing." And she's like, "It's gonna happen like right around your birthdays, like these healing energies." And she can't like she's not like a psychic, like she can't predict the future, but they're also like there is energy out there, right? And she was like, "Don't quote me, like if it doesn't happen right on your birthday, like it's just like an estimate." And what was funny was actually my so I went to school like 20 hours driving away from my hometown. And so I came back for my birthday because it was reading week, and I had broken up with my ex-boyfriend like maybe like 6 months before this, but he was kind of like, I just like, it was really hard to cut him out. And I'll go into that more later. It's but basically like he was just kind of like always there, and he was always like there for me, but not really in like a healthy way. Like it was just like that he was like clinging to me and like wouldn't leave, even though like things were clearly not working. Like we were clearly like he was very toxic. And yeah, so like I should have called her quits. Like I should have been like, yo, we'll get out. But anyways, so on my birthday, he wanted to like come see me, and I hadn't seen him in like months. And he would just like message me all the time, and I was just like, I remember people being like, literally just block him. And I was like, I can't, like, I would feel so bad, like, because he would be like, oh, you're the only person that, like, you're the only person that understands me, like, you're the only person I can actually connect with, like, I'm never gonna connect with someone, and just like fucking guilt tripped the shit out of me. Yeah, if someone's doing that to you, like, if you want to leave someone's life and they're like threatening to harm themselves, or if they're saying like that they can't live without you, they're likely bluffing. They can live without you. Well, that's not a bluff. They can live without you. And you shouldn't sacrifice your happiness for someone else because they'll figure it out. Like, trust me, they'll be okay. If you want to break up with someone, fucking break up with them. Like, don't feel bad. Like, I mean, like, you can feel bad, but at the same time, like, you have to look out for you. And if you've been broken up with recently and, like, you're pissed about it, just know that, like, that person was looking out for their life too. Like, even if they did, like, something shitty, like, it sucks to be, like, cheated on or, like, ghosted or whatever. But at the same time, like, they're on their own path and you're on yours. So you just gotta, like, brush it off, keep going. So yeah, anyways, Shannon told me that it was gonna happen right around my birthday, and actually my birthday was the day that he came to my house, and I was like, he was like just kept asking me, and I was like, no. And then finally I was like, fuck, I'm like, whatever, like you can come to my house. And I was like, 5 minutes, don't touch me, don't like look at me, like I just like I was so done. I had broken up with him like so long before that, and I just like hated him. Like honestly I did. Yeah. And then I just remember like him just like I don't even know what the hell he was talking about. I probably wasn't listening, sorry. But then I just remember being like, I can't be in your life anymore. And just this feeling just came over me, and I wasn't even planning on saying that. I was just like, I can't be your friend. I can't be there for you. I can't be in your life. Like I need to heal, and I'm never gonna heal with you around. And it just like hit me. Like it just boom, like just clicked with me. And I just ripped the band-aid off, and I just did it. And my life got so much better after that. I just remember, like, I felt so free. I felt so happy. It was so freeing because while I was no longer in a relationship with him, he was still an abuse. My cat's meowing right now. Sorry if you can hear that. He was still an abuser. And so he was just like draining me. Like it was awful, and you probably shouldn't be friends with your ex. Sorry. Like unless you guys like had a, like a healthy breakup, like maybe like if some people can be friends with their ex. If your ex was toxic or abusive, fuck no, you cannot be friends with your ex. Cut that bitch out.
You don't need that shit.
So yeah, step three includes, but not limited to, buying a journal, getting clarity, going to counseling, doing affirmations, basically just figuring, this is the step where you, you know, start to figure yourself out. So first you get into, you know, step one, realizing that you're you. Step two, find things that make you happy. Step three, figure out your core wounds and your needs and what to do about that. I'll go into like more about that on like a self-help episode, but that's the top layer. Okay. Step four is what I like to call radical acceptance. So accepting all of the things that have happened to you. And that doesn't mean accepting it in a way that you allow it or it wasn't an experience wasn't painful or hurtful. It just means like you can't change what's happened in the past, like no matter how much you think about it. And you know, that's not to discredit like trauma or anything, because trauma flips your brain upside down, like it fucks you up. But in order to like really be happy, like truly be happy with your life, you've got to accept all the things that have made you you. I would not be here talking about these things if I hadn't have been through the experiences that I'd been through. And trust me, like I hit rock bottom. Like I just had, I'm still like debating on how much I want to share. I'm like, who's gonna listen to this? So we'll just go like surface level here for now, and then we'll, you know, we'll see where we go in future episodes. Basically, like I hit rock bottom and I hit it hard, and that needed to happen to me. I needed to be in an abusive relationship to know that that's like that I needed to flip things around. I needed to not be attached to people that treated me like shit. Because could you imagine if I just like, I say like I never had anything bad happen to me and my life was perfect like my whole life, and then all of a sudden like I get married young and then I'm trapped in this like abusive cycle, and that would suck. So I am very grateful that that had happened. I do not and will not ever credit that to him. If you're listening to this and you have been abused, don't credit your successes and your strengths to your abuser. Because even though that might have been kind of like the turning point, you did it on your freaking own. Like an abuser, they abuse you. They don't help you. And I remember when I was in that relationship, I always just felt like I just felt so weak and I felt so small. And I remember feeling like I wasn't even a human being and that my life was not mine. And so he was this like, just like this dark force in my life that just had so much control and so much power over me, like from months and months of manipulation and just like took over my fucking life. Oh, it's just, oh, it's horrible thinking about it. It sucked. But now that I'm out of it, I realize that I was the strong one because I made it through all of that. I made it out alive. And there were times where I didn't fucking think I would have, and I did. And I'm telling you, you can too. You are the strong one. If someone is abusing you and projecting out all their insecurities, all their shitty experiences on you, they're weak. Because what's strong is taking shitty experiences, flipping it around, and being like, okay, like, what can I learn from this? Or like, how can I help myself here? What do I need? Instead of throwing it out on other people. And a lot of like, this is not to excuse their behavior at all. Not at all. There is no excuse for abusing someone or assaulting someone or manipulating. No excuse. None. But a lot of those people grew up in an environment where they either watched their parents act that way or they were treated that way, And it's really your choice whether or not you break the cycle. And it is not impossible to break the cycle. There are people who are doing it. I'm doing it. And so don't ever think that, like, don't feel bad for someone or accept abuse from someone because they were abused. Like, you have a conscious choice of whether or not you want to break the cycle. And honestly, like, that weakness, in a nutshell, is projecting on your issues to someone else and making them feel horrible because you're insecure about yourself. Yeah, and know that, like, if you're in, again, if you're in an abusive relationship, that person is insecure about themselves. They are not a confident person. If they were confident, if they were happy, they would not be abusing you. And it's pretty much, that's just, like, the bottom line. So anyways, to carry on with my radical acceptance thought is that you need to accept the things that are happening. Even though those things may be shitty things, those things may suck, and that is not at all to discredit your experiences or say that they don't suck. Please feel your feelings. Allow yourself to be sad. Allow yourself to feel angry or upset or hurt. But don't dwell on those experiences because they're teaching you something. So take your time to heal. Take your time to cry. Take your time to mourn a loss. Take your time to be sad. And then accept it. You've got to be sad before you accept things. That's just like human nature. Just how we work. But do eventually accept things as they are. Because you can't change them. You have, what you can change is your reaction and what you do with that situation. So I could either, you know, I could be sitting here a year and a bit later, thinking about this abusive relationship and being like, I thought was unfair. I'm never going to love anyone ever again. Or I can think about it and be like, you know what? Like, that taught me so much. And I was strong then and I'm stronger now. And you will be too. I promise you. Also, if anyone's listening to this and like, you know me, even if you don't know me, please reach out to me if you are struggling in an abusive situation. I will do what I can to help you. I want to help. Please don't feel like you're a burden. I want to help you. Like, it is like my passion. And I don't want anyone else to be in the same situation that I was. And if you have any questions at all, or like have anything that you think I should talk about, or that you want me to talk about, or you'd like to hear about, send me an Instagram DM. My Instagram is Smilish, Smeilish. I'll do my best to meet your needs. Like, I'll respond if you just need me to respond, or maybe I'll make an episode about it. But yeah, I was telling one of my friends, sent me in, like, a couple people were sending me in, like, things that they wanted answered. And hers was like, how can you tell if someone is leading you on? I forget what the other one was. I'd have to go look. But yeah, so like, super good questions. I absolutely want to go into more detail. This is kind of just like my first love yourself episode. I call this self-love and titties because self-love is extremely important. Titties are extremely important. Titties... How do I put this? Like, you suck on your mom's titties. You drank your mom's milk. That nurtured you. That's how we survive. Like, of course, there's, like, formula and everything now. But, like, in, like, an evolutionary standpoint, titties are extremely important because they feed babies. And everyone who's a human has also once been a baby. Isn't that weird to think about? I don't know why, but sometimes it's just, like, whoa, like, oh, Donald Trump used to be a baby. Like, whoa, mind blown. But yeah, those are very important things on this earth. And yeah. So the reason I wanted to make a podcast is, one, I talk a lot. Two, I've got a lot of stuff to say. Three, a lot of my friends, like I said before, were coming to me for relationship advice, and I would literally just
go on and on and on and on and on for like hours. And a few of my friends were like, you should make a podcast. Like, I've learned a lot from you. So here I am making a podcast. I feel so blessed that I can help people and that my experiences can help other people. And it just makes everything so worth it. And I just feel like my life is so meaningful now because of my outlook and how I changed my perspective by just like accepting everything and loving myself. Like, my life just improved so much. I want to say, I mean, there's so many steps to loving yourself. There's not actually like an itinerary that I'm like following. I'm just like going like step by step what I did. But you also, like, in order to love yourself, you need to cut out toxic people out of your life, and you need to recognize who's toxic. And honestly, like, you need to recognize if you're toxic too, because, like, that sucks. You don't want to be toxic. So please be understanding of people, but also know your worth. So it's kind of like a healthy balance between like understanding other people, but also not like accepting mistreatment. So not like tolerating abuse and everything. Like, I can understand that my abusive ex-boyfriend is the way that he was the way that he is. I haven't talked to him in months. I will never talk to him ever again. If you have someone toxic in your life, you should do the same. You don't need to put up with that no matter what. But anyways, I could understand that he has struggles in his life, and he, you know, I didn't know much about like his life, but I saw enough that he was clearly had grown up in an environment that taught him to be shitty and abusive. But at the same time, there was no, like I said, there's no excuse for that. Like, he had a choice to break the cycle. He had a choice to be kind, and he didn't choose to be kind. And that's not, you should never accept someone's mistreatment because they have a hard life or like they're going through a rough time. You don't deserve to be treated shitty. You deserve the absolute best. And like I said, I'm telling you, it coming from a point of where I literally hit rock bottom. Like, I did not, there was a point in my life where I just couldn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I just couldn't see how my life could be happy because I was dwelling on, like, well, this happened and this was unfair and this was unfair and this happened to me and this was shitty. And a lot of shitty things did happen to me, but my outlook was so shitty. Like, I was just dwelling on the fact that shitty things had happened, and instead of, you know, looking at, and now I look at it like, wow, this taught me so much. And I'm so grateful because now I can start living. Now my life starts here because now I've learned all these lessons, and I know how to cope better. And don't beat yourself up if you don't know how to cope. It comes with time, it comes with experience. But yeah, like I said, my life starts here and it's getting better, and shitty things are gonna happen to me in the future, but I know how to handle them now, and you know, I'm gonna do the best with what I have. And no, give yourself credit. You're doing the same. You're doing the best with what you have. Even if, honestly, even if you're listening to this podcast, like, this is a self-love podcast, like, go you. Maybe you're just listening to this because, like, you know who I am and you're like, what's this bitch gotta say? I don't know. But let's just assume that everyone's listening to this because they want to learn how to love themselves. So that's a good step. That's a good first step in loving yourself, is just like wanting to know more about how to help yourself. So you should be proud of yourself, and you should give yourself credit for that. And you should be proud that you've made it this far through all the experiences, and you have survived every single little thing that you thought you couldn't. If you're listening to this, you have survived the things, even the hardest things, even the things that you thought you would never make it out of, and here you are. And trust me, it gets better. It gets so much better, I promise you. I'm so happy now, and just before this, like, I was not happy with my life until I changed my perspective, until I loved myself. And I love myself so freaking much. Like,
I love myself. You should love yourself too. All right, so this has kind of just been like an intro episode, and I think I'm gonna stop there. But please let me know if there's anything else you want me to talk about. I do have some ideas for like episodes. Like I want to talk about like mental health and attachment styles and how to have healthy relationships, more in depth on how to recognize red flags, how to recognize abuse. I am a very open person. Like I'll talk about like sex, drugs, whatever, like I said before. University life. Quirky. But yeah, I am pretty much open to talking about whatever. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. But yeah, here is episode one of Self Love and Titties. I will see you next time.